Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it's Colson here. Now, you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa, but before you do so, I need a massive favor from you. And that favor is simply following or subscribing to the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on. When you do that, it's simple. All you have to do is you press the button and it downloads the episodes of the podcast automatically. It sends you a notification every time we release an episode, and it helps us grow the podcast. We cannot express how much we appreciate all of your support. Now you've done the favor, simply sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. Now, coming up on today's episode is...
Finder there.
Ooh!
Yeah,
very good.
I think I'm doing
so
that.
I'm that.
You're baddie, and I'm... Hiya, kid!
Yeah, that's
you know,
it.
That's it.
That is that's mad.
Yeah. That is mad, like, slightly too old to do it, but... Hiya, kid!
Yeah.
I'm like...
We all right? And in part two of today's episode, we're going to be talking all things the series Killing Eve. But first, lads, as always, what has been going on this week? Christmas out of the way, innit?
Well, in real life, no, it's not. We're recording this on, what's the date? The 21st?
21st.
21st. We haven't had Christmas.
No, we haven't.
For the sake, Colson wanted to pretend like we had.
Yeah.
And oh, it was amazing.
What did you get?
I got loads.
Like, it'd be good, because then you'd take a guess on what you were unwrapping.
I got a yacht. That's what I asked for and I got
star.
It.
Yeah, no idea. Well, I don't know. I assume I'll get aftershave.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know what you'll get? You'll get aftershave. I know what I'll get.
Socks.
Funnily enough, my girlfriend knows exactly what she's getting because she ordered it for me.
You said this on the episode that I listened to today.
Did I? With the ring?
Yeah, and it doesn't come till Christmas.
And it doesn't come till after. So she's done the whole,
but you
said you were
going to buy her something.
You will buy
Well, because she's dropped so many frigging hints that she's not going to have anything to open. Yeah.
So what did you get?
So
smart. It's smart.
It's clever. She came in and went, so I've been in town and I've smelt some perfumes. Which ones do you like? And she's got, you know, the little cards. So she's giving me the cards.
With it written and what store it was
exactly.
In.
Exactly. So I'm smelling the cards and I went, well, this one's nice. And she went, I thought that one too. You can go and pick that one up and then I'll have something to open.
Which shop did you get it? It's from a shop in Morocco.
Yeah.
Bye.
So
she's clever.
Had to do the Trafford Centre Dash, which was, I think it was like the 18th, 19th.
That's not too bad though. You used to do Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I used to because it's dead.
But I don't think it is. I think you've made this up.
No, it's dead on Christmas Eve.
I used to do Christmas Eve in London.
It's dead. Everywhere.
Everyone's done it.
My sister texted me today and put, what do you want for Christmas that I'll be able to buy from Meadowhall today?
Meadowhall.
That's not very
I'll have the whole of Meadowhall, please.
But that's not very thoughtful. It's
but
not very prepared, is
well,
it?
Yeah, but you're old enough, you shouldn't be doing
And what
presents.
Is Meadowhall for us listeners that don't know Meadowhall?
Trafford Centre of Sheffield.
What if they don't know Trafford Centre?
It's like shopping mall.
It's the Metrodome.
Meadowhall's not Leeds.
I don't think
Sheffield.
I've bought my brother presents for, I mean, years.
I bought my sister told me what she wanted Which on is what? Black Friday.
Which is what?
A mirror.
Oh.
So she just moved into her like house. She wanted a mirror and I got it in the Black Friday sale. But I was like, I can't order this to my house because I'll never get it back.
What
it was
mirror
a big,
is it?
Big
oh,
mirror.
Oh, right. So you had big. To order it to her.
Is floor it, length. They call William Wood, are they called?
I call them a mirror. But you I imagine call them it's a William Wood. It's a. Oh, nice William Wood.
So anyway, I order this mirror Black Friday and I order it.
Do your hair in the William Wood.
I order it to Yorkshire. I order it to my parents' address.
Yeah.
And then my mum sends me this text.
Smash.
No, she rang me and she was like, the thing you've ordered for Hannah's come. And I was like, oh, good, I'm glad it's come. She was like, yeah, we can't put it in your room until Christmas. And she was like, and you're going to have to tell Matt that he's going to have to come in the pickup truck to take it to their house. It's like, what do you mean? It's 200 centimetres, this mirror. That's big.
2 metres.
Two
yeah.
metres.
Yeah,
that is.
That's a big mirror.
Yeah, it's quite big.
It's taller
yeah.
than me, Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why has she gone for that?
She wanted a big mirror.
Where'd you get it from?
William Wood.
The William Wood?
Oh, the Home of Mirrors.
I'm sure that's what it's called, William Wood.
The Home of Mirrors?
Well, that's the mirror shop. But anyway, it's massive. And in fact, to show you that I'm not exaggerating, I will show you the photo that Mum sent of it in the hallway.
Propped against a wall. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not fitting in your car, that, is it?
Yeah, it's taking up my parents' hallway. Yeah, so I got Hannah that, and then
okay,
and I was organised, and then I get a text on the 21st of December saying, what do you want that I can buy?
But you would have texted her what you want.
I actually haven't replied.
Oh. Why?
Get you. I don't want anything.
She knows what I want. I told her what I want.
What do you want?
You better look at yourself in that William Wood.
Yeah. When you're looking at that William Wood, just remind you got me nothing for 2023.
I asked my sister about a month ago for something called a Ninja Creamy.
Ooh. Oh, hello.
What's this?
Hello.
Do you know what this is?
A Ninja Creamy. Makes it own ice cream.
Yeah, so he does fucking know what it is. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I know what a Ninja is. You have different... That's
like a blender.
Yeah.
Like
a Ninja's a brand.
A Creamy is going to be...
Yeah.
It makes ice cream.
It makes ice cream. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Is that a good idea, Colson?
Yeah.
Oh, because he'll put all healthy ice cream.
Yeah, like real fruit ice cream and stuff like that. It's not going to be 15-year-old Colson getting his...
The caramel blender.
Yeah, yeah. Lactose intolerant January.
So you've told her that's what you want?
That's what I've asked for, yeah. Can she get it from Meadowhall? I don't know. I don't need to tell her again. No, I've already told her what I want.
You won't be able to.
A Ninja Creamy. Imagine if it's a big run on Ninja Creamies at Christmas.
Anyway, so that's my Christmas wish list. Ellie Leach.
Oh, yeah.
Strictly Champion.
She won. She pissed it, apparently.
She did.
That's what everybody was saying.
It was emotional. I think we all felt that, didn't we, watching it? She had the slight muck-up, and I think that's what got her.
Oh, did she? Mm.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you didn't see it.
I just I saw all the praise.
Poor, that's poor.
Call yourself
maybe to watch it. It's only the final,
call
Jack.
Call yourself
You worked
a
with
friend.
It for 12 years.
I opened up WhatsApp.
What a
you just saw what everyone else was saying.
The Corey WhatsApp group's going off. Everyone's doing...
Even your mum texts me.
But what do you want?
Does that mean she cares more than
you? My mum loves texting.
And then you went, oh, well done, Ellie.
No,
and
I didn't.
You'd win it.
Did you?
Have you met your aunt message?
I liked her photos on the Insta. What more do you want?
She was going to come on today, and I'm glad that she's not here.
Why?
Because you'd have literally...
What do you want? What do you want me to do?
Well, maybe catch a
Ben,
fucking
Ben,
dance.
Ben.
I've seen it all.
I've seen all the clips on the thing.
Well, you would have known she made a little mistake at the end.
From the semi-final.
Well, they're not going to put on the mistake,
from the semi-final. You watched the semi-final and the final, didn't you?
Yeah.
He didn't watch all the way, but he went, do you know what? I'm in now.
I'm in. I didn't watch the other two. Dan's not interested. Not really. Very good that they were.
Yeah.
Straight in for Ellie.
You did text me and say, this Bobby Brazier seems a really nice lad. And I was like, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he did seem a nice lad. But she did a slight... She went for it on her dance.
Her show dance.
She went for it. It was brilliant.
I went down on the Wednesday and I'd seen her and she said, if we get it right, it is amazing.
She risked it.
What did she do?
It was rocky.
It's about 15 lifts.
No one thinks... she's got no chance. No one's giving her a chance. She's working. She's in the ring, and you think, oh, this could be it. There's a slight slip, and everyone in the audience goes at the very end. Oh shit!
Oh.
She was. They literally did about 8 lifts, and they were all amazing. And then the last one,
the wobble.
She was meant to end up on his. Slip. She was meant to end up on his shoulders. So it was like,
is it funny in face?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have said that's a dance term, but she just sort of slightly fell down. But no, they covered it well. It wasn't a complete poof. But actually, weirdly, I think that that's what cemented her win. Mm. Because then the judges went,
she's human.
You went for it. She's human.
I think it was more brave that she just...
Yeah.
She,
and also, she took it bloody well, you know. She took it really well. She didn't go... Oh, up. She went, well, I tried. And then when she came to her next dance, she blew it out the water. Mm. And I was like, fair play.
It was one of them where it was like a statement piece of, if I'm in the final, I'm giving you...
I tell you
I'm
what,
giving you,
I'm not going to play
giving you my everything.
Yeah,
she's
got loads of confidence. She did really well.
She did.
She deserved to win, I felt.
Massively deserved to win.
Yeah, she did brilliant.
Massively.
She was really brave. Costume was mint. Not that I know much about costumes, but my wife went, costume's good.
And then you followed
and
up
I went,
with, yes.
Costume's great.
After watching,
that's all I do.
After watching one episode
right,
of Strictly,
good. When
would
she
you
says
say,
they're not good, I go, you're right, not good. The Paso Doble is weak, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
After watching one episode of Strictly, would you say that you're a bit of a dancing expert?
I'd say I'd be able to win it.
Yeah.
Conservatively, I'd win it.
Because I've watched a series now and I think I know what.
They wouldn't let me do it because of my dance training.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I tell you I got trained by Craig?
Professionals.
Yeah, I did a play in Craig Grover Horwood with a dance teacher.
Do you think he'd remember?
Yeah.
You?
No.
No.
Really nice guy. I can't dance, and he's really patient.
Oh,
and
is
he? He taught us this enormous dance in this play. He was like, before that, he's a choreographer, really. And it was a big, big play at Chichester. It's where I met my wife. And it was a big, big dance. And we were all dancing. And I remember him. He was really sweet. But I remember him looking at me going, can we get you to the back? Can we get you that the audience
won't see? Doing it in a really nice way.
Yeah, and then a not so nice way, which is just go to the back, Ben. Just go to the back. But he's very good. He's very patient. He's not
the
like
the hard guy that he pretends.
He's not
he is.
Like
in terms of your triple threatness.
Yeah,
where obviously acting's number one, which is the dancing or the
threat,
singing,
isn't it? It's a single threat.
But which goes above?
That's what they knew me at drama school. It's one. It's what? It's
one trick pony.
One trick pony. People go on the triple threat. Are you quadruple threat? One trick pony.
Are you a better dancer or are you a better singer?
Better dancer.
What and about... he's at the back.
Singing. Did I ever tell you about that time we had to do...
Chicago.
No, not Chicago. Where we had to do the third year play. So me and my mate were at the front. They said, right, you have to be in it. And you're going to come out to the audience. You're not going to sing anything else, but it's just you two. You come out and you have to sing some have not, and then why? Right? That's what you have to sing.
Some have not. Why?
Yeah. Right?
You've got to sing it.
Yeah. It's a Grand Hotel, it was called. This musical. Grand Hotel. And there's some, to be fair, mint singers in my drama school. They went on to West End stuff. Mm. They're really, really good. Me and him are on. The director comes up and goes, right, you're the ones that are starting off beans at the top. Right? So he said, the rehearsal's too quiet. You've got to go for it.
In rehearsal or
no,
in front of an audience?
And bear in mind.
So he went, what you've been doing,
showcase
I want more.
For agents.
Oh, and agents are there.
Agents are there.
And it's
casting
third
directors
year,
there.
It's the end of
third
drama
year,
school.
This is your career, Ben. And then my mate turns to me and went, just to check. And he was he went, just to check with the director, you want us to give it full and
bigger.
Okay.
Go
full and my
bigger
mate
than
turned
what
to me
done.
And went, he's got no fucking clue what is about to happen. He's got no clue. And I said, well, he said, it's beans. We're going for it, right?
Oh, God.
We've come out. The curtains come up. The audience are sat there. And he runs out and he goes, Some have not. No singing, just shouts the fucker. The people at the front go, oh my God, this is awful. this is all usual.
What did you do?
I did it just as loud because I thought it was brilliant. I'd gone. So I'm laughing singing it. Some have, some have not. And then we both went, why? Director, head in hands. Rest of cast, and this was their big break. Head in hands, you've shut on us.
Fuming.
And then you two piss off to the back.
And then we finished.
Both got an agent.
Me and him crying with laughter. Why? But loud. Like, imagine you've got a football crowd and they're silent. You've got just two people shouting. And then we shouted. The audience went back. Director went, oh, my God. And then actually it worked because then everyone else from us was brilliant. Everyone got, oh, okay, we're fine, fine. Someone came on, started singing and went, okay, we're fine.
Only get better
but they thought, oh, this is the worst musical we've ever seen.
I actually have a question for you. Have you ever been on stage with someone and the fuck up been that bad?
I did one once. We were doing, we were singing, what's that song from Fame? I sing the body electric. You know that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were singing
well
that.
Well sung.
Yeah, well done. And I think I'm probably about 10 or 11 or something. And it's a big showcase of a song. So there's a group of us over there and a group of us over there. And the spotlight comes on certain people, you know, to speak. And I remember this one guy had a solo and he was on the left-hand side. And it had gone through everyone. And then the big spotlight came on him. And just as he was midway through his thing, he fell through the fucking box that he was stood on. He fell through, so it's like we're on like rostrums. Well, he disappeared, but then the spotlight was trying to search to find him,
and he'd gone.
He went through
the stage.
Through the rostrum. He sort of like just vanished, and he vanished behind everyone. And I'm on the other side, pissing myself. So that was funny.
You must have been on stage and
tons.
Any that really stick out in there?
I tell you what,
ever happened to you?
I've fallen asleep on stage. Opening. I was doing a play. It was really, really good. I was on stage all the time when the audience came in, entertaining Mr. Sloan. And Sloan's kind of like this really kind of loquacious type character who rates himself and he uses people and whatever. And the director had a great idea, which is, they do it a bit, is you are on stage right from when the audience come in. They're looking for their seats.
Yeah. So from show starts at 7:30, you're on stage at 6:45.
Exactly. Sort of it's the half, which is 5:02.
Okay.
So 5 to 7 at the half, I'm there.
Yeah.
Asleep on the settee. And of course, opening night or press night, whatever, you're well aware and you're listening because people know you're in it and there's a guy there and then you can hear them talking about you and whatever. Oh God, I wonder what this is going to be. Is he awake?
And they've not started watching, so I guess they also semi don't care at the same time.
Well, they're talking, the lights are up.
That's Ben.
That's Nick Tilsit. No, I hadn't done it.
That's him from Footballers' Wives.
He's from the drama school.
Yeah. I saw him at Central.
He's going to be huge. anyway, so the play did really, really well. We won a few awards and whatever. Great, absolutely great. But you get more relaxed, don't you?
Yeah, as it goes on.
So 4 weeks in, I'm just go down to go on the and I've gone. I've absolutely gone. I'm asleep. I am asleep. And I wake up to the first line and someone going and opening the show, waking me up.
And how soon did you have dialogue?
Oh, I'm in. Sloan is in all the way through. It's entertaining Mr. Sloan.
And
I am
Mr.
the lead,
Sloan.
And I'm Sloan. And I went, and I there was so much went through my head, which was, oh, shit. Then I start saying the lines, but all I'm thinking is,
have they already done that?
Have I done that? Did they notice I was asleep? Yeah. Oh, I'm just woken up. But I was meant to have just woken up in
anyway,
the play.
So.
But I'm waking up.
Yeah.
Chat myself.
No one noticed.
Well, no. I was meant to wake up. So they're thinking, oh, yeah, yeah. But everyone who'd done the play with me went,
knew.
You fell asleep.
Because they knew.
Yeah, you fell asleep. Yeah, yeah. I had to
they
wait.
Saw
you
the
up.
Difference.
On the other hand, me and you, Ben, have seen Jack on stage.
Have we?
We've seen him sing. We've seen him dance.
On the panto.
In panto.
Did you sing in the panto?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did I sing in the panto? I did Dude Looks Like a Lady, didn't he? But I don't think I sang that.
I seem to remember this was...
There was a lot of dancing.
I was the dame, wasn't I?
I seem to remember. You set up a drama school.
Yeah.
It's the play for the drama school. I'm going to give myself the lead and the funniest lines.
It was Jack's showcase. I'm going to write it. And I'm going to have the best night of my life. Oh. And the kids can be in it as well.
And you look at the kids going, no, you're in the back. You're behind
Timmy,
me.
Timmy, Timmy, at the back.
At the back.
It's says, about
it's
me.
The Jack P. Shepherd School of Performing Arts. It's not Timmy's School of Performing Arts. Fuck off. I've got the funniest lines. No one crample over me. I'm in Corrie. Yeah. Okay? I'm David Platt.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
It was
to be fair, they were good.
It was
you
min.
Wrote them.
Yeah, yeah.
I only funny, watched... Yeah. Aladdin Salford was the only one I've seen.
Aladdin Salford.
I didn't. Did you go to the one the year before?
I'm sure I went to two.
Yeah.
We went to the one we had met him afterwards.
I did Cinderella Needs a Fella.
Oh, yes. No. That's the one I've seen.
Yeah.
And when we went in afterwards, and you turned around dressed in full makeup and you went to Ben, I went, I know this is really cringe, but would you just say a few words?
Oh,
and Ben went, you're a dick. Know, and then Jack went, everybody listen up.
Everyone went, come on, everyone, come round. I promised you an actor. We couldn't get one. And this is Ben. Some have, some have not. I just remember, really go for it. Okay, really go for it. It worked for me.
Chubby 16-year-old Craig just stood next to him, like,
in
silence.
Were you 16 then?
I would have been 16.
No, but I think you were older.
I'm at 17, 18, I bet. Yeah, I bet I'll have been 17, 18.
Oh, we were laughing. It was good, that, to be fair.
It was great. It was a time where those hoverboards were big, wasn't it? You had a lad. You had a lad on a hoverboard.
Yeah,
did a full in, It's great.
Oh, all the budget was huge.
If we were to do a panto, if we were to do an on the sofa panto, who's who?
Buttons.
Who's playing who?
Buttons.
I'm Buttons every day. Are you kids?
Yeah.
I'd enjoy Buttons.
I'd be the baddie.
And I'll be Dame.
You'd be Dame.
Has anyone seen Jack?
No.
Have you not?
Oh, he's behind
you. And then Ben comes and it's like, everyone goes, boo.
Someone said they went to a panto. Someone was telling me at work, they went to a panto. You know the baddie in a panto is meant to be kind of scary but funny?
Yeah.
Like, you like to scare.
He was really scary.
He was really scary and the kids just got really scared and just went silent. Mm-hmm. He went, and they were like, oh.
Yeah, it would. You would be the baddie.
That'd be great.
He's got that baddie face, isn't he, like, from there.
But also, what are your hands doing on the poster?
If you're a baddie or a goodie.
Kind of there.
Ooh.
Yeah,
very
good. I think
good.
I'm doing
so
that.
I'm that.
You're baddie, and I'm. Hiya, kids!
Yeah, that's
do you know,
it.
That's
it.
That is mad.
Yeah.
That is mad, like slightly too old to do it. But, like yeah, are you kids?
Yeah.
I'm like,
we all right? I'm Coulson, and I'm going to. Can you help me find my friend Jack?
Yeah, that's it. That's that's it.
Good. I'd be good at Buttons.
You know
I would.
What? I tell you what, would be good on the sofa. Fucking.
Hey, we could do this. We could do this.
18 weeks we'd do. Four just shows complete. A day. How much did you make? £4.5 million.
Be great. Maybe his next live show. To be fair, we did say once that our live shows were a little bit like...
They were a bit
panto.
Did we talk about... There's been some changes, haven't there, recently in the studio that we just spotted today that we haven't had before.
Yes. And one big change.
Yeah.
And the three of us aren't happy about it.
It's a bit weird.
I think what's happened is, and it's
people's
sneaky,
power
isn't it?
Mad. Is it power mad? Is it is that kind of what happens to people?
What I feel is we've invented something. Someone's come along. We've invented something.
A
someone's
monster.
Gone, oh, that looks interesting. Maybe I'll give it a go. And someone it's who's
easy.
Giving it a go now with his own mic, which looks slightly more expensive than our mics, is Henry, because he was off mic before for some of the comments.
He was
now...
in the back. Well, he was mute before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in a little room.
He was in a box,
room.
Wasn't
he? He was in a room.
It was just a figure of our imaginations.
And you know those Wurlitzer things? You play at the games, like the big get or at a cinema
Xylophone.
That come up. He's like that. Yeah. He's got his thing there. So you're going to say hello, Henry?
Pressures aren't
good. He's nervous.
Oh,
he's nervous.
I've caught him.
It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
Sound quality?
What are you going to say?
Quality? Look, he's put himself up to line.
This is a Christmas present. I said to the studio, I want one thing, and that's my own microphone, and I've got it. and it's better than yours.
Yeah. So he's not in the in the shadows in the background.
Yeah. If you're not careful, on weeks where we've not done it, we'll be asking you what you've been up to this week.
Yeah.
Just editing you.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
Ben, you've had a dramatic week, haven't you?
It's a dramatic. It's an animal encounter.
Oh.
We haven't had one for a while. It was a knock on the door. Hi, I'm from Dog Rescue. There's a dog gone missing. Woman, dressed fully in black, two lights on the side of her head. You call them Dog Rescue, SOS. If you lose your dog, it's kind of like a charity. She'll come and get your dog. Come and find
your dog. This is a one-person band, this.
Yeah, but they've got them all over. Yeah, one-person band. It's a bit like Ace Ventura Pet Detective knocked on the door. She said, I've set up a Ring camera in your next-door neighbour's garden. If anything goes past, we'll know. I said, what's happened? She said, the dog from next door, they've gone on holiday or something. Someone's looking after it. And it's escaped into that woods near me.
Oh, yeah.
So they couldn't find it. I said, well, so what's happened? She said, well, we're going to make a little step for it to get over the wall. But if you see it, will you don't approach it. What? It might be scared.
Oh, bullshit. You just tuck it in.
So they put out food. They put out food for it. And the dog next door just totted off into the wood, ate all the food and totted back. And she saw it on the camera. She said that the dog next door just got that out. Not the one that was lost.
No.
The dog next door went, oh, okay, free food. Went round everywhere, ate it all, and then trotted back home. Yeah, dog rescue. I didn't even know it existed.
I
don't know. I went away. She was good. She was on it. They set up a perimeter
fence.
Torches
in her ears.
Torches there. I'm ready. She was good. I was well into it.
So dog rescue, the neighbours weren't in. Their dog had gone.
No, I think what had happened is
the dog sitters lost.
They were looking after the dog or something. The dog was in unfamiliar territory.
I reckon she's the dog sitter and she's lost the dog.
She was very good. She had a leaflet and a badge. And I thought,
that always works.
That always works.
She's made it a sell.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's doing it. I'm not doing it. And I'm out then. I'm out. Wellies on. I said, let's go.
I'm
loving it.
Pass me one of them torches. Can I have a badge?
Can I be your assistant? I couldn't get a badge, but I put a massive torch next to my head. So it was like the same.
Yeah.
I'm like the same. But I loved it. I think I might set it up. Dog rescue. I was like, brilliant. Should.
Ben Price is our newest ambassador at Dog Rescue.
Dog Rescue. Yeah. But yeah, she said that's what she does.
She sets up cameras, then fucks off and goes home and waits.
She says,
for
what
to
you
find
do?
It.
No, she said at night. So what will happen is, she said, the dog will get lost and then try and come back to where it kind of thinks it is, but it will get scared because it doesn't know where it is, essentially. It's lost. So this is movement sensitive, the camera. And then if it sees anything, a bit like looking for Bigfoot.
And then your alarm goes off.
Alarm
you're
goes
out of
off. But woo! I said, I'm here. I'm ready. If I hear anything, I'm down. I'm wrestling that dog.
Other than wrestling dogs, anything else?
It was a 2 a.m. pants wake up, which I haven't had for a while.
Oh.
You know, one of those ones where you're thinking, you know, you
I've shat myself.
You know that.
Nobody, do you ever have
nobody move?
Do you ever have?
Hold on.
Do you ever?
What time is it? Yep, that's correct. I've shat myself.
Do you ever have dreams? Do you ever have
shat the clock like a baby? I've gone to bed for a shit.
Do you ever have that reoccurring dream where you?
Ooh.
You wake up and
Henry knows all about that. When they shit themselves and they just don't care.
Yeah.
Because they're quite happy being in the shit and the nappy.
It's when they make eye contact with you while mid shit.
They look at you like, you're changing this. And they're like, their face.
It's like, the scrunched face.
Yeah.
And then the smile.
The relief.
Yeah. You think, oh, they're smiling at me. But then, you know, secretly, they've just shit themselves.
And do you tell me the truth here? No one will ever know. When, and you will have done this already in having a child very young, you've got the child in your arms, you're sensing a movement, you've heard a gurgle.
Someone else, you pass it.
You pass, you hear the shit, and then you wait and you think before the smell gets out, you go, oh, could you just hold it?
Hold.
Yeah, because I work from home, I can always say to my wife, I can go, if I can sense it, I go, oh, I've just got a text. I need to just send an email. I need to just edit this. I need to,
And then sure enough, you're doing the pass off.
And if by magic, when I come back, the baby's
he's
got
brand new.
He's brand new. We're back in the game. Yeah. So 2 a.m. Windows open. Window, bedroom.
Where?
Window.
Bath or Manchester?
No, we're in Manchester now. We're high up. So all I hear is wind. It's that high up. All you hear is wind.
Yeah.
Then suddenly I hear, I'm bolt upright. I hear, taser, taser, get down on the floor, get down on the floor.
Ooh.
I go to the window.
PC Craig Tinker.
PC Craig Tinker. I'm in my pants. I'm thinking, you know in that when you're in that half sleep and you're like,
you
is
don't
this
quite
a dream?
Know what's happening.
Are they in the room? It was weird.
Right, okay.
Because you're like, oh, God, a lad was getting arrested.
Oh. In the room?
No.
In my room.
So he's looked out at the
balcony.
He's
looked out, looked down by the river, by the canal, 10 to 11 police running over the bridge to get him pinned down. Taser, the full taser. Taser, taser.
I once, I hadn't gone to bed yet.
Yeah.
And I heard loads of blue lights went past my bedroom window at home. This was in my mum and dad's. Loads of blue lights went past. And then there was loads of shouting. And there was a standoff. One man with like a metal pole and like four policemen around him. And there was this standoff and they were shouting. So I've gone and got my dad. So I've got my dad from downstairs. We both stood on like my window frame, like leaning out of the window. And as we stood there, the police have gone taser, 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 and just tasered him. And then he's going,
good. You can tell he's an actor.
And hit the floor.
That's good. You can tell he's a policeman.
But it's mad.
I think it's PC
It sounds painful getting tasered.
It must be a bit painful. Yeah. Has PC Craig Tinker ever tasered anyone?
No, I don't know if he's done his... He must have done his taser qualification, but he's never held a taser. He has.
You wouldn't want to miss.
He has. No.
Taser, taser. Oh,
on his left.
Have we got another one?
On his left, he's got baton, handcuffs.
Yeah.
Then he's got the most powerful tool a copper ever needs.
Mace.
What's
that? His notepad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he's got
the pen is
then he's got his pepper spray, his mace, which I've never used. I have used a baton before. You might remember the scene. Someone pulled a gun out on me. someone pulled a gun out on me.
The overcooked Sainsbury's breadstick.
I pulled out my baton and he shot me.
Where was that?
In the bistro.
Like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It wasn't your bistro. It was Ray Crosby's bistro.
It
was being robbed. And this guy pulled a gun out and I'd like distracted him, pulled out my baton and he's got a gun, I've got a baton. And he shot me.
You lived.
In shoulder, it's still
every now and then
you might see in
it's
a scene. I just give it a.
You seen that when people get shot in the shoulder, go and they go, yeah, not arsed.
Never seen them.
They're never arsed about. They go
in films
and then carry
films.
I have to say, I've never seen someone get shot, only tasered.
No,
in the films, that's a what do they call it?
Flesh wound.
But you're thinking, yes, it's all flesh wound. Or it's not a wound. Yeah, flesh wound. Half your arm blown off.
Speaking of extreme violence,
yeah.
Part two of this podcast is all about killing Eve. Mm. And here is what is coming up in part two. People spend 100 quid on a firework and it goes, ew! Yeah. And it's like, they're like, that one mint that.
Good firework noise. You're wasted. Imagine that you turned up to a firework display and it was just you and
just
like
me.
100 quid.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs.
Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack and Ben. Now in part two, we're talking all things the drama that is Killing Eve. And this is an audience choice. It was tight between Hoodwinked and Killing Eve in the end.
I'm surprised.
Was it?
I mean, are you a bit gutted that we've not watched Hoodwinked?
What's Hoodwinked about again?
Little Red Riding Hood. A cartoon version of Little Red Riding Hood. I might just watch it anyway. Just to scratch that itch.
Scratch that.
This was suggested by Helen Allison.
Oh,
no, who is from Birmingham.
Yep.
Helen is a stay-at-home mum, but she has an Etsy business. You know what Etsy is? I love Etsy.
You're always on it, aren't you?
Yeah. Why? People make things, you buy them.
Yeah.
Isn't it full of shit?
Some of it's good. I love it.
I got the hands.
Yeah, did you? That's where I same ones that I've got.
But if you get something good, I bet you can make a lot of money.
You can do anything on it. It's like it's almost like an arty eBay. Quite arts and crafty. Mm. But for the house, literally the majority of my house is Etsy.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Carpets, curtains?
Oh, not that stuff. My decor.
Toilets.
Shall we hear what Helen had to say about Killing Eve?
Please.
Hi guys, so this is my synopsis for Killing Eve. Killing Eve is a spy drama that follows the relationship between Eve, a British intelligence agent, and Villanelle, a ruthless assassin. At the start of the series, Eve is recruited by a secret division of MI6, whose task is to find Villanelle. Villanelle works for an organisation called The 12, who Eve and the rest of the team want to identify and bring to justice. The show then follows the relationship between Eve and Villanelle as they cross paths continuously and become increasingly obsessed with each other. The show revolves around a sort of cat and mouse dynamic between them, with lots of twists and turns and dark humour.
Very good.
Do you know what amazes me, actually? Mm. Is when we, like, I think it was like season three or something, we turned around and was like, shall we do an audience choice? And do you reckon we'll get people on for the synopsis? We didn't know what the take-up would be like. No. And people come on now and they smash it.
They're too professional, though. That's the problem.
I'd have to say that's the biggest problem with that. It was
too good. I want a more range of people being shitter.
Helen's good. She was good, but too good. And you very rarely hear that in life, but we've started that.
It's good, but too good. It takes away from what we
did. Shit. So if you won the Olympics, you go, it's gold, it's good, too good.
Yes.
You want the bronze. Mm. It's slightly, very, very good synopsis. Very well thought out.
But it's not what we're looking for.
We're looking for mistakes.
You've interviewed really well.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You're just not the right person.
You're too qualified. You could do the job too well. It's a no. We really want someone who can't do the job and is a bit shit. She was very good. Very good.
Good synopsis. Now, obviously, the three of us have watched the first episode. Has anyone watched any more? Have you seen it all?
I've seen all the first series.
Yes I have.
And okay. I started the I second did. And I went off.
I did.
Because I think the second got a bit silly. Now they've done four.
Yes. I'm exactly the same. First one, amazing. Yeah. Good actors. Second one, we didn't expect a second series. And it sort of went to... You know when someone... is evading so much being caught that you're like, yeah, but now you've killed everyone.
So I hadn't watched anything.
Yeah.
I've only watched the first ep, which I watched for this. Mm. So it was quite interesting to hear Helen's synopsis because I then picked up more than I hit gap from the first episode sort of thing. Which is kind of the impression that I got. But this first episode is just, you know...
Does she meet her in the bathroom in the first episode?
Yeah, in the hospital. Right. Yeah, in the hospital.
But also, it was very clever. It's the setup. She's eating ice cream at the front.
Yep.
They set her a character up very well. She throws the ice cream over the kid.
And then when the old lady in Paris is taking those bins down, she doesn't help her.
Yeah.
They set up that ruthless nature of the character.
The old lady going down the stairs, that was very, very good. Because then straight away...
She's very good, Jodie Comer. They're both very good actors. Yeah. She's a really
Jodie
good
Comer
actress, isn't it?
Proper mint, I thought, in that first
Yeah, very
step.
Good.
I mean, the scene in the hospital, is it that violent all the way through?
Yeah, I think so.
She's a serial killer.
Yeah.
In the second step.
She's told to make it like suicide.
Yes.
Yeah. But she kind of gets bored with doing it, really. It's the chase. And that's the problem. That as it gets further on, the chase gets more and more sort of outlandish.
It gets more elaborate and further away from the truth.
But that's like anything, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you start off.
Especially if you have a series that's so good.
It's well written.
It's really good.
Is it
Phoebe
Waller-Bridge? It's very good.
And is she but
it's based on a book.
Series.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Villanelle Files or something.
Is it?
Yeah, it's based
on... I didn't know that.
It's the whole series, so it's not her own creation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's just wrote the screenplay.
It's very tight writing.
Tell play for
and it's cat and mouse between a cop and an assassin, basically.
It's exactly that. It's exactly that.
But yeah, I mean, it's something that should be done in one series, maximum two.
Yeah, and then you
well, the end of the first episode, she has been... Eve's been sacked as a cop. And then she gets a knock on the door from the
spy. She gets into another kind of more secret stuff.
She turns into a spy, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is everyone's dream.
Yeah.
Well,
which I've done for a while. I did for a while.
Did you? How did you get recruited?
I can't talk about it.
Can't tell you.
How would you have wanted to get recruited?
Can't tell you.
I
would want to get recruited on a bridge on Salford.
Milk. Windy. Someone with a taser.
It was
do you need
bit,
some milk in the shop? I don't know whether you
I
go
imagine,
to the shop.
I imagine it was a bit like that. I bet it isn't like that nowadays.
No.
I bet it's like, yeah, you're a...
Well, it used to be university, didn't it?
Well, I have a mate.
Oxford and Cambridge.
I have a mate that in sixth form, he was at a private school and he applied for all of his universities and he got a letter back asking if he would go and study these courses instead. And it involved Arabic.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was basically saying, you start this program now.
And did he have to do...
He didn't go through with it.
Did he... Because I know one of the courses, one of the things they test them on is that invisible ink.
Yeah, with the splatter pen.
How good you are with that.
They
use lemons. Still.
You know how I wanted to be a spy?
The pen that clicks. Yeah.
I had
umbrella,
a notepad and pen
dart.
That was invisible
the
ink.
Umbrella.
Poison dart.
Squirty rose.
Yeah. Top five spy gadgets.
Invisible pen.
Invisible pen at one.
It's not invisible pen.
Invisible ink.
Invisible ink at one. I think that's your go-to. Even if you've got email and text, you'd use invisible ink.
Do you remember the scene in Johnny English where his Aston Martin blows up the speed camera?
Yeah, rocket.
That's good. That is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that a spy gadget?
Is it a gadget?
I suppose it's rockets.
I suppose,
cars.
Okay. So we're saying like
watch,
James Bond car.
A watch does something, doesn't it?
That does loads of stuff. You can set bombs off. Have you ever seen the James Bond one? He presses it and it's a super magnet.
So are you having spy watch in this top five?
I tell you what we're having.
But what does it do?
I think we're having car because there's always a spy car.
Yeah.
You're having invisible ink.
Yeah.
Mm. You're having...
Watch does summer.
Watch does loads.
Glasses. What are them glasses where you can like see behind you?
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, X-ray vision.
Yeah.
With the glasses.
See,
that's in the top five.
The Mission Impossible mask.
I like the suction things so they can walk on glass.
Very good. I tell you what you also need. You need a rope with a hook.
Yeah,
because you always need to be able to climb up a building.
In film,
can you imagine my version of a spy?
In
would be
film,
like someone from 1920. Yeah. What the fuck have you got? A rope with a hook, a pen with invisible ink.
You've got plungers on your shoes.
I know what I'm doing. He's climbing up the fucking shard. Like, no, don't tell anyone. I'm a spy. Trench coat.
In film and TV, this is an interesting
you flasher.
One. who are the best spies? Who's your best spy?
Bond.
It's not.
Is it not? Ethan Hunt.
For me.
Gadget.
No. Johnny English.
What?
Johnny English.
Oh, he's shit.
No, he's not. Johnny English, for me, is the best spy. Better than Bond.
Bond's good.
So you got Bond, you got Bourne, you got Johnny English.
Who's your best Inspector Gadget.
Ethan Hunt. Who's Ethan Hunt?
Tom Cruise.
In what?
Mission Impossible. Possible.
Oh, okay.
There's been eight of them.
Simon Pegg. Yeah,
he's got loads of fucking gadgets. Yeah. He jumps on planes outside.
There are good gadgets.
Isn't he? Just didn't get bother getting inside.
She
he
has
on the wing.
She has the hairpin in Killing Eve.
She does.
Yeah, with a poison dart in. Poison darts, useful.
In episode
I like
two,
a blow, I like a
blowpipe.
Yeah, they're good. Poison's good. Poison can be used
she
well.
She uses poison in the second one as well. It's a perfume. It's like a spray.
Yeah.
The person sprays herself and then dies.
Then dies.
Clever. I am going to watch this.
Good.
I said that about the morning show.
I'm watching the morning show. I'm into it. I'm on number six.
Okay. I'm on the last one. I've watched four. I almost think Killing Eve might be a better watch for me than the morning show, though.
I've really enjoyed the morning show. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Mm. Really good. Brilliant writing. Brilliant. Yeah.
So what?
But this is really good writing.
Very
as
good
well.
Writing.
Why
as well.
Is the first series of it so good then? What's it? What is it?
Because you can believe it in a sense that there is that cat and mouse for so long, like Ben says. But then after a while, you're like, yeah, but come on now.
I think the trouble is,
isn't she in prison at the end of the first? And then in the second, she's breaking out. Then she breaks back in or something to kill someone.
The trouble
then gets
is,
out.
The initial start of the first series is in effect, probably the story.
Mm.
And then after that, you're like, yeah. Okay, you're kind of, could you remember they said, oh, and they were killed in a CCTV black spot?
Yeah.
Well, after a while, you're like, well, there's just no way. She's killed so many people in so many places at so many times.
They must have seen her.
The credibility starts, but the first series is very good. And as you say, the writing and the performances are brilliant. And look, it's still
good.
And
we saw that guy, didn't we? Do you remember? Do you remember the guy who's... her handler, basically. The guy with the grey hair.
Yeah.
We met him, didn't we?
The French man.
Yes, he's we not did.
At a short film thing. He's Danish or something.
Yeah, he is. He's from Copenhagen. Ben directed a film that I was in. A short film.
Yeah.
And we went to some like film festivals, didn't we? Yeah. Showing it around.
Where were we in London?
I think we were in London.
And he was in one.
He was in one at the same event that we were there.
And he loved us.
He came up. Now, this was when Killing Eve was massive. Like it was out and he'd done this short film and he came up to ours and he went, I thought yours was the best. And we said, yeah, we did too.
That Killing Eve's not bad, but we were better.
Yeah. He was really nice.
He did a film with his son. Really nice guy. Proper actor.
Mm.
Like did everything. Do you know what I mean? Mm, like yeah. I was doing Killing Eve, but then suddenly was at a short film festival. Proper kind of like, that was his kind of life. I think he'd done the film with his son or something.
Yeah.
But we met him. Cool guy.
I didn't like Eve's partner who also gets sacked. Does he continue in the rest
I liked him. He's good in episode two.
I liked him. He had some good lines.
Yeah, but wasn't it a bit like after his birthday party and all that, I was like, oh, these gags aren't falling for me a little bit.
Oh, did they not?
Oh, I liked him. I did like him. He's a good actor, actually. David Hager, I think he's called. Yeah. Good actor.
Maybe it'll warm
up. Some very, very good actors.
But I liked the violence and the story and the way it was going.
That she's sort of broken in a way, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's completely and without remorse.
I mean, she's a psychopath. You have to be, don't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't need saying which one of the three of us would be a better spy because we know that. Like, it's just... You're employed as a
suction cup.
It is.
Can I suggest you're going to need the rope with a hook?
But the biggest question for me is, we all have alter egos.
Belt. You have things in belts.
Yeah.
Belt
get
is
up,
good.
Bam. And then you're raising up like that.
But then imagine seeing someone
being pulled up by their crotch.
Like on the Goonies.
How did they get in? They came by their crotch.
Oh,
now 18 floors up.
The bigger question for me is, we all have alter egos. Yeah. Mm. I have Craig. Mm. You have David. Mm. You have Nick.
Mm.
Which one of those three would be the better spy? Nick Tilsley.
Nick,
could
I suppose.
Nick Tilsley could be a spy.
You're going to stick out like. Well, I suppose if you've got the police uniform.
Yours is
on,
the double bluff.
Yeah.
You're so close.
He's in a suit, so he's generic.
But but he could be a spy.
I look
Bistro
dodgy.
Could be the cover up.
He looks dodgy.
I've always got that denim jacket, little
hoodie. But he hears a lot in that salon.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, people talk.
People talk. No one talks to me in the bistro, really.
Who'd be who would have been the good spy though?
What do you want us to say?
Not PC Craig. No, I don't think Craig would be a good spy.
Unfortunately for Craig, he tried it. He was shit, and he didn't get in. Mm. So then he became a police officer.
Yeah.
He went to Manchester Uni to study Arabic, and it didn't work.
And they
for
said,
him.
"Just stick with English. You don't know that."
Yeah, you can't say favorite pal.
What did you say on the text today? Yes, it made
you
me piss.
Oh,
yes, we're going to meet at 3.
Spelt free as in free me.
Did you do
that
deliberately?
That was Siri.
Oh, God, was I it? Pissed myself.
Oh, did I?
I absolutely pissed myself.
I saw that. That's good. Surely he's taking the piss.
That's good. I'll see you at 3.
Yeah. Nah, that will have been Siri. But that will have been because I say free and it's not free, is it? It's
three, which no one does.
Yeah, but Siri's
three.
Obviously got
three.
And because I said bang on 3 rather than 3 o'clock, maybe that's why actually.
Funny.
Anyway, it's a good job. Good. We're talking about numbers because we're going to rate it.
Ah, hello. He's good. Good. Link, show me a link and I will show you
a better one.
A better one. Link me off. Hello, welcome to Link Me Off. I'm your host, Coulson. If you think you can outlink me, write in.
Strong first episode for me. Liked it. Want
it's the
to
final
watch.
Of Link Me Off.
I want
it's
to
been
watch
a close
more.
One. It's Coulson v. Helen. One of them's a spy.
I'm going for 8.
Ooh.
8?
Yeah. I liked my first
big
step.
Moves.
I thought.
I think I'll join you with 8, actually. I think series 1 could have been 10 for me, but they've sort of continued it a little, quite
a
lot.
Far-fetched.
Bit too, like, as it goes on, you think, oh, come on.
Yeah. I'm going 8. I'm going 8.
Yeah.
Solid 24 out of 30. Yeah. Good.
It's a good series. It's proved itself, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Still watchable now.
Yeah.
And them two are very good. Sandro and Jodie.
Yeah.
Comer.
Do you want to find out what we're watching next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a biggie.
Oh.
No. I think this is a biggie.
You've started off with.
But I haven't seen it for a while. I remember seeing it and loving it, and I was in high school when it came out, and it was kind of the talk.
This
and
has
then,
got all the elements of shit.
Hoodwinked.
No, I haven't seen it for a while. I can't remember what
recently,
it's like. I saw it as a child.
I saw an interview with probably the most famous director in the world, and he named it in his top 5 films.
Oh, and who is that director?
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, really? Interesting.
It's going to be a Harry Potter.
It's not. No, it's not. It's not. It could have been, though, because I'm going to watch them all over Christmas. But the film that we're sitting down to talk about next is The Social Network.
Ah, good film.
Yeah? Happy with that?
Mm. Yeah, I watched it
very
quite
good
recently.
Film.
So did why you? Do I have to watch it?
No.
In fact, I'll change it then. I'll change it to something else. I'm joking. Look at his face.
He's
there.
Loving that.
Horrifying.
He's loving it. He's like, ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
I fancy watching it.
Good film. Haven't you seen it before?
No,
good
I have. Film. I have seen it, and I remember it being
Tarantino
good.
Loves this film.
Yeah, well, I can't. I don't know why, but I. But in that interview, he was
well
like, it's just, he just said it's perfect.
Well shot.
Fincher, isn't it?
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake.
Now Christmas has gone. We've got New Year just around the corner, and it's a massive, massive period of time on the sofa land. We've got the fireworks display on New Year's Eve. Jack, you've been project manager of that, haven't you?
Yes.
How's it all coming together?
Shit.
I've
got no matches to light them.
Do you know, I mean, I've been doing absolute Catherine wheels to get everything in place, and hopefully I'm going to have some big rockets.
Is it the Coulsoniseum that's being
lit up? That's been set alight.
Yeah, traffic lights, them ship ones. You know them ship ones? Do you remember them?
Any
so red and green and yellow, they never really
traffic
went.
Lights into the bonfire ones. And the bonfire went, traffic lights. He said, oh, it doesn't work, it's dead. And he went, oh, no, it did work. Dog
we,
crapping
we
itself.
Had one once that sang Three Blind Mice. It went up and it went.
That's terrible.
I tell you, they're massive ones now, fireworks. You don't get the little
one.
Do you
know what I don't get is people spend 100 quid on a firework and it goes, ew! And it's like, they're like, that one mint that.
Yeah.
Good firework noise. You're wasted. Imagine that you turned up to a firework display and it was just you and just me.
Yeah.
100 quid.
So with everything that's going on the sofa land over the new year, the firework display, Jack, did you say alpaca rides on the night? Is that true?
Donkey rides.
We don't have donkeys.
We do now. We do Head of donkeys.
Head of donkeys, Sarah Bailey.
There we go. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Interesting.
I've got it. New Year's, you get the countdown.
Yep.
Head of countdown, Jimbo Jonas.
Like that on the are we having a glitter ball drop?
Yeah.
He drops it.
Yeah, we're having a glitter ball drop.
Yeah.
You know on ham? Yeah.
On what? Ham?
On ham. Like a slab of gammon.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Or like
a pork pie.
Oh, you have the jelly
bit in between. Yeah. What's that called?
Is cartilage.
I think isn't it called brined?
Brine.
Yeah. Head of brine is Holly Brindley. Oh,
now that's God. Brinley. That's how you say a name.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
Cheers, Holly.
Strictly's just been on.
Yeah.
Yep.
And everybody's really, really excited.
Yeah.
That Ellie won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to take up some sort of dance lesson.
Yes. Yeah. Salsa.
Salsa, exactly. So doing the salsa.
And we're clearing out the alpacas and we're doing it's in the
canteen.
Alpaca
enclosure. No, in the canteen.
Ah, so it's inside because it's winter.
Put the chairs
stack
to the
chairs
side.
Away.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's
canteen.
Go. It's the club.
At lunch, if we've got a few minutes, whatever, after lunch. Dance
they're calling it margaritas.
Yeah. Head of the salsa class is Kim Fernandez.
That's good. Well
done. I like
done.
It. Very
well
good. Done. Kim Fernandez is a good name.
Strong.
It's that, strong name.
That's the
Head
word.
Head of dance, Kim Fernandez.
My job is
and
the
here they are
job.
Dancing the Paso Doble.
Yeah.
Colson Smith and Kim Fernandez.
I've given out the worst dancer. Job I've ever given out.
What did you give out?
Head of brine.
The bit in the pork pie.
And then you mispronounced her name, Holly Brindley.
Well, if your name's not been read out this week, do not fear because you will be getting a job in the next couple of weeks on the sofa land. A reminder to our changes on the Patreon. That is that there are now two bonus episodes. One is called
Jack's Famous Friends.
The other is
Jack's in Gym.
I don't know. What is it? What's the other one?
The question and answer session.
Jack's question and answer.
It's not Jack's.
I've made it Jack's.
We do it every single
Q&A.
Month.
Just so an easy Q&A.
You get two bonus episodes every single month. You also get to watch these episodes.
This is coming, but what's the big news?
The big one is what we're recording tonight, the reason we're in the studio. So you'll have missed it if you join Patreon
traffic.
Today. But it's our first ever mass Zoom.
Woo!
Yeah, mass Zoom.
A quarter of a million people.
Yeah, it's... we had a chat earlier, didn't we, with like the local Wi-Fi providers. Gary BT came on, actually, which was it was useful.
Yeah, to be there.
Because they are worried, aren't they, about the network speed.
But they're
not been able
down.
To cope.
A lot of people are using pay-as-you-go just to keep us going.
Mm.
So hopefully we stay on air tonight for the
But mass Zoom's big, so get on it. It's a free trial as well, isn't it, for 7 days? So you can have a little listen. Bob off the free trial once you've listened to all of it.
And if you fancy getting involved, it's www.patreon.com/onthesofa. Now, we are back here in the new year.
New Year's Day.
We're back
New Year's Day. Join us with a hangover, regretting what you might have done or didn't do.
We will see you in 2024.
2024. Ooh. I like that. I've not liked 2023. No, I've liked the year, but saying 2023, I like 2024.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You like that? See you in 2024, everyone.
24.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.